office holder and fulfilling the position that they was holding, they made excellent county judges. Mm-hmm. So it's not every time that it's a highly educated man that can, that does the best. Mm-hmm. Old man H.L. Hunt, I know you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
He had a fourth grade education. One of the richest men in the world. Mm-hmm. And he went from a pauper to where he was at on a $50 loan. Mill Rate, Arkansas, over here. Mm-hmm. And he liked to not been able to borrow $50. Yeah, he really did. That's not just a legend. That's actual fact. Mm-hmm. And he had a terrible time in getting anybody to loan him $50.
He must have handled it pretty well once he got it.
He just had a good business head on him, and he made it all. I don't think that the old John D. Rockefeller was very highly educated. And now I'll tell you another little story about John D. Rockefeller. This Mideast oil field over here in Egypt, in this Arab countries. Mm-hmm. He was the guy that discovered that. And there was a young man that the man was in his early 20s. And when the order was issued to kill all boy babies, and they put Moses in a basket, and they said it was lined with pitch. Now, he read this from the Bible. And he had a terrible time of getting getting to Rockefeller. And he finally got to him, and he says, "There's oil in that vicinity." And he asked him why he knew, and he said, "Well," and he told about this basket that was lined with pitch, and he said, "Wherever there's pitch, there's oil." And so with John D. Rockefeller's financial help and backing, he was the one they were the one that discovered that Mideast oil field. Hmm. And that's the background of why and how that it was. And I just very recently found that out. Mm-hmm. But that's a matter of history.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before. Let me ask you something about colored people. Do you have any idea what colored people around here would prefer to be called?
Black people.
Black.
Now they never did like to. Some of them knew that they were. That they're actually the actual name of the race is Negro, mm-hmm. And some of them would they resented the word nigger, mm-hmm. But they'd call each other niggers.
Yeah, I've heard that. Well, what about, white people? Have you ever heard any names for white people who were kind of lazy and didn't like
white
the
trash?
White trash. That's it. Or maybe, sometimes...
Low down white trash.
Low down white trash. Or sometimes when country people would come to town on a weekend, sometimes the city folks would make fun of them.
Yeah, country hicks.
Country hicks. Have you ever heard one called something like he's just an old country hoosier?
Yeah.